Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.
Hello, I'm Bobby and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Tilly and I'm three.
Ellie.
And how old are you, Ellie?
Three.
What's your favourite thing about the summer holidays?
Going on holiday.
I like everything. I like going to the beach.
Thrashing.
Going to get an ice cream.
I like swimming without armbands.
I kick my legs and put my arms underneath and did Scooby-Doo.
Now, it may feel like it is a while away, the summer holidays. And don't get me wrong, we have been counting down the days to good weather. And one of the biggest problems for parents is what do they do with the children during the summer holidays? Somebody who knows a lot about this problem is Lindsay from the Yorkshire Nanny Company. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Beth.
What are some of the options that they can take when it comes to 6 weeks of kids off school or more? A lot of the time it's more than six. What can they do with the children?
So one of the options is to take annual leave, which is fine, but it could be a problem as they might not get any more holiday for the rest of the year.
And it's a big chunk, isn't it?
Yes, 6 weeks at least is a long time.
And then you might not have none left for Christmas.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So annual leave is one option then.
Yeah, and another option would be a school holiday club, a sports club. They're really good and children do obviously enjoy them, but they're quite time restricted. So a lot of them operate 9 till 3 and there's not much flexibility. So yeah, that again can be tying.
There are a lot of those sports and holiday clubs around, particularly in the summer. But you are the Yorkshire Nanny Company, and you are kind of an answer to this, really. So it's very flexible. There are loads and loads of different options, some of which we're going to talk about in the family show over the next couple of months. Tell me a bit about the Yorkshire Nanny Company. How long have you been going? How does it work?
The Yorkshire Nanny Company has been going just over a year. It's primarily a recruitment agency that finds nannies to match with families that are looking for childcare, making sure that the nannies have everything they're meant to have, such as the DBS checks and the first aid, and that they've got the references that they need. It's peace of mind, really, for the families that they're actually getting someone suitable to look after their children.
I guess one of the options is to just find a babysitter. I did used to do babysitting when I was 14 and 15, and whilst I thought I was the most grown-up teenager in the world, having those qualifications which you've just mentioned, so they've been DBS checked, they have references and first aid as well. That's something you wouldn't get with a casual teenage babysitter.
Yeah, that's right. The first aid is actually really important. It's a legal requirement. You need to have it if you're professionally looking after children. You never know what might happen, and it's vital, really.
Very reassuring, I would imagine, for parents there.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
What do you want to be when you grow up, and why do you want to be that?
I want to make horse medicines because I love horses.
What do you want to be when you grow up, and why?
Queen Elsa.
Queen Elsa? Who's Queen Elsa?
Frozen.
And why do you want to be Queen Elsa?
So I like her. She just needs powers. My house, we go in the paddling pool and slide down in the paddling pool. I like blowing bubbles.
Tell me about your sister. What's your sister like?
She likes horses and she likes going outside to play horses and jumping.
Tell me about your brother. What's he like?
A bit naughty.
Is he a bit naughty? What does he do that's naughty?
He's cheeky.
He's cheeky, is he? Are you cheeky too? That was a nod. Are you cheeky?
No.
So what's a day in the life of the Yorkshire Nanny Company all about then? What sort of things would the children be doing in the upcoming summer holidays?
They could just be at home, literally using their own garden, playing out. They could have friends round. The nanny could look after those as well. They could go out for day trips, wherever the children might like to go within reason. They could go out to the parks, they could go visit attractions, go to the beach, anywhere really.
The world is their oyster.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess that's that makes it very exciting, actually. And it can be anything they want it to be, whether it's, you know, crafts in the kitchen or a complete big day out somewhere lovely. How would it work if I was a parent and I said, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 children, however many, and I need some help this summer holidays? How does it happen?
Okay, so if you got in touch with me through the website, and then I would come and meet you at your home to actually find out your full requirements and a little bit about your children. And I would then go and look for a nanny for you that fit those requirements. So I always meet all the nannies directly as well. If someone was suitable, I would send their CV to you. You'd check if it worked. I'd then arrange a meeting and they'd come and meet you, and we kind of go from there.
But can the nanny meet the children as well?
Yeah, it's usually up to the parents. Sometimes they want them to meet them first, but other times parents just want to meet the nanny and check what they're looking for before meeting the children.
And are there any minimum age, maximum number of children?
No, it's fine. However many children you have in your family, that's absolutely fine.
What is your favourite hobby?
Horse riding and tennis, because you can try your best and you might be able to go to Wimbledon.
What about you? What's your favourite hobby?
Drawing.
Drawing? What do you like to draw?
Princesses.
We've already talked about one princess, haven't we? We've talked about Princess Elsa. What colour does Princess Elsa like?
Blue.
She likes blue. Why does she like blue?
Because she likes freezing everything.
Not in the summer, though. It's very warm in the summer.
Yes, she does.
She freezes even in the summer?
If you watch the film, you'll see.
For people looking for this summer holiday, then, how quickly do you think somebody needs to sort this out? How much in advance do people sort out summer holiday care?
They would start looking now, really, just to make sure they get the right person to fit their family and to make sure that there is someone available, because people do get booked up.
So where can people go then? Where can they find more information about the Yorkshire Nanny Company and have that first initial chat with you, Lindsay?
So they can look at the website, theyorkshirenanny.com. They could look through the Facebook page, which is very popular.
So theyorkshirenanny.com then is the first point of call. Matter of weeks now until the summer holidays begin.
It's creeping up.
It is creeping up. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.